Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Aleph. We're at the Mishnah. Here we go. Tumurath ha-bechor v'ha-meiser. The tumura of a bechor, behema, or a meiser. So it's a funny thing, a tumurath bechor, because the other animal is not a bechor. Tumurath meiser. The other animal is not the tenth animal, but it's a tumura. Tumurath bechor v'ha-meiser. Vladon, the baby of the tumura. Vladon, Vladon, or the grandchild, the great-grandchild, Ad Sof Ha'olam, forever. Hari Elu Kibachar U'Maiser. They are just like the Bukhar and the Maiser. Exact same halachas. Which means? No, not the exact same halachas. They're not going to be brought as a carbon. But they're the same halachas in the following regard. V'yochlu B'mumon Labailim. If they get a mum, the Baal could eat it. Now, what's the difference between a Bukhar Maiser and every other carbon? So every other carbon, if the carbon gets a mum, the animal gets a mum, you can't bring it. If a bechar gets a mum, it's still a kosher animal. Now the kohen could eat it. The kohen could eat it. If a meiser behema animal gets a mum, the Yisrael could eat it. The owner could eat it. There's no redemption. No redeeming, you can eat it. Tumur sam halachas. Now, when the bechar gets a mum, the kohen could eat it. Can he invite Yisraelim to that barbecue? It's a machlokas b'shami and b'shilol, which I didn't realize that. It's a machlokas it's either today or tomorrow's daf. If they can or they can't. No, so the kohen can eat it in his house.
He can. What about them?
Can he invite Yisraelim? So b'shami says no, b'shilol says yes.
How do they eat it?
It's a hadamum. Okay. It got a mum. So what is it? It's a b'char bal mum that a kohen gets it. It's a zechus to a kohen. And he can do whatever he wants with it. So can he invite his neighbor over to Yisrael? It's a machlokas. Okay? But the point is that a tumur animal, exact same halachas. If it gets a mum, eat it without redemption. If it's a bechor, then the kohen eats it without redemption. And if it's a meiser, the Yisrael eats it without redemption. Everyone got that? Okay. Ma bein bechor meiser lebein kol kachim. What's the difference between bechor meiser and every other kachim? I just said, shkal kachim, nimkar, every other kachim, nimkarim be'itliz, v'nishchatin be'itliz. It's sold in the market. It's slaughtered in the market. V'nishkal in belitra. It's weighed. It's weighed in measurements. Meaning, you try to get the best price. A carbon, an ola. It gets a mum. What do you do with it now? You have to sell it. So where do you sell it? You sell it in the market. Why are you selling it in the market? Even though it's degrading to go to the shuk like that, and everyone's pushing it, it's still you get the best price. So you sell it in the market, even though it's a little bit of a. Even though it's a little bit of a downgrade, it's a little bit of a bzayin, so to speak. But still, right? You don't see fancy people at the shuk, right? You only see regular people. But you still bring it to the shuk because you can get the best price. However, chutz min habechor v'ha-meiser, bechor v'ha-meiser you don't bring to the shuk. Why? Because if you sell it, if you want to sell it, who gets the money? You. So we don't care about you. So this was once kadosh. So then don't sell it on a private market. Might not get the best price. Not that many people interested. Too bad you have to do that. V'yeshlan pidyon, every other carbon has a pidyon. You have to redeem it. U'tumura sayin potin. And the tumuras have to be redeemed as well. Chutz, except for, mena b'char v'ha-meiser, except for b'char and meiser. They don't have to be redeemed. Now, one more halacha. U'bo'in mechutz la'aretz. Somebody brings a carbon from France. From France. Do we accept it? Yes, we do. Except, chutz min habechor v'ha-meiser, if somebody brings a bechor meiser from France, you could hit. She'im bo t'mimin yakrivu. If you bring it, we'll makriv it. But you have no obligation to bring it. You can stay home. If you makrish an ola in France, you have to bring an ola. If your animal gives birth to a bechor, you don't have to bring it. You could if you want to. If you bring it, we'll take it. But you don't have to bring it. V'yochlu mumen labailim, and you wait for it to get a mum and eat it, and you stay in France, stay there, and don't bother coming. Amar Rav Shimon, ma'atam. Why is that we don't want you to come from France to bring your bechor meiser? Because shabechor v'meiser yeshlem parnasa bimkoman. Because the bechor meiser, you can do something with it in France. Wait for it to get a mum. If it's a meiser animal, eat it. If it's a bechor, give it to the kohen, let him eat it. Why do you have to shlep to Yerushalayim for? No reason. Ushar kol kachim, every other kachim, afal pi shenol behem mum, even though it got a mum, harehem b'kedushasa, they're still kodesh. There's nothing to do with it. So even if you're in France, you don't need an ola. So I'm taking the next boat. When's the next boat? Leaving 2 months from now. Excellent. I'll be on the next boat to Israel. And what happened? Those 2 months, I got a mum. You have to come to Israel still. Because you got to redeem it. You can't redeem it in France. So you got to come. By a Bukhar, you don't have to come. By a Maisa, you don't have to come. Okay? That's the Mishnah. But it's not hard Mishnah. Amar Rava, Bar Rav Aza, Bon Mar Rava. They asked the following question. So this is a halacha. You're not allowed to, on purpose, make a mum in a Bukhar. Not allowed to do that. Why would you do that? Well, really, Yisrael has no incentive to do that. Because either way, it's not his. A Kohen has an incentive to do that. I have to bring it for a carbon and I get a very tiny amount, or I can get some mum, I could have a big barbecue and invite everybody. So a Bukhar is an incentive to put a mum. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make a mum in any carbon, but no one has a reason to make a mum in any carbon. Only a Bukhar you have really an incentive, because then you get to eat the whole animal in your yard. However, so that's the halacha. The Gemara asks, Hamatal mum betmuras Bukhar umaisamal. What about if you make a mum in a tmura of a Bukhar or a miser? Where you have an intention to do that. Right? So what are the two tzadu? Mi amrinan, do we say, kivin delo kraven, it's never going to be brought as a carbon. The tumura cannot be brought as a carbon. Even though the Mishnah said, the tumura of a bechor and a meiser is ki bechor and a meiser, just the same halachas. It's not the same halachas at all. It's only the same halachas regarding mums. It's never going to be brought. The Ralbag says in Chumash, it's never going to be brought. You know why? Because if it's not the firstborn out of its mother, it's not a Bechor. If it's not the 10th animal out of the pen, it's not a Maiser. So they're never going to be brought, these Tamuras. So is there an Isser to make a Mum in it? Anyway, it's not going to be brought. Anyway, we're waiting for the Mum. So what's the difference if you make it or we wait? What's the difference? So therefore, Mi Amrin, and Kivin Delo Kraven Lo Machayev, since it's not going to be brought, no Avera, or Dilma, what do you mean? Kivin De Kachi Machayev, it's still Kodesh. You made it Kodesh by making it Tamura. So therefore, you're chayiv for making a mum. You're not allowed to.
No, it should stop all the time.
What? Even if a mum doesn't even hurt the animal. You do something to the ear. It doesn't even, right? It may nick in the ear. It didn't even hurt it. It's a good question, Tzar Baal Chaim. It's a good question. Amalei Abaya, v'tiboy lach hamatel mum b'tishi shel maiser. Guess the same question. If you call the 9th animal the 10th animal, so what happens to that animal? Really nothing. It's not the 10th animal. You just never went to elementary school, so you don't know how to count. But same idea, but it's a little bit Kodesh, because you called it the 10th, there's a whole story, what do you do with it? So you get the same question. Ella, Maishno Tishi Delokami Bayalach, how come you didn't ask me a question about the 9th animal, that you called the 10th? Because clearly, the Rachmana Meyata Siri Lahotziya Tishi, the Torah says the 10th, not the 9th. I don't care what you called it. The 10th. Hachanami, Rachmana Meyatinu, the Torah says no. Lo Tifte, Kodesh Haim. Hain craven, the ain tumuras and craver. Only the real carbon's brought. The tumuras are not brought. Therefore, it's clear to Abaya, you do not get malchus for making a mum and a tumura, because it's not a carbon. As Kedusha, true. It's not a carbon, you don't get malchus for that. You don't get malchus for making a mum. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Lahachi. Similar exact question. Amar Vacha Breder of Avza Man Marava. Hamat the mum betishi shal maisimau. What if you make a mum in the 9th animal that you call the 10th? Same, exact same question. He asked the question in reverse. You made a mum in the 9th animal, but you called it the 10th animal. So you made a mum in that. What's the story?
But wasn't anything before.
So it has a little bit of Kedusha, because you called it the 10th. It's not going to be brought. Right. So you get an aver if you make a mum. Anyway, it's not being brought. So you get an aver if you make a mum. It's the same exact question. What's the story of making a mum in Tamuras Bechor Meiser? Amalei, Maishna Tamuras Bechor Meiser, Dolomi Boyalach. How come you didn't ask me about them? Derachmana Miatenu Kodesh Haim. Torah says they're Kodesh. Hain Craven, Fain Tamuras and Craver. So Tishi Shal Meiser, Nami. Rachmana Miatat Siri, Lozi Asatishi. Only the 10th, not the 9th. No question, there's no Isser. No Isser. If you make a mum on purpose on these animals, no Isser. Why? They're not Kabbalists. I'd have a little bit of Kedusha. Yeah, they'd have a little bit of Kedusha. It's true. But they're not Kabanos. Then we said, if you want to, the Imbo Tamimin, if you show up with a Bechor from France or from Woodmere, they'll take it. They'll basically will take it. But you don't have to come. But if you do show up, they'll take it. They're happy to take it. So, Viruminu, 1 second. There's a Mishnah in Chala that says like this. Ben Antignus Hele Bechoros, Bebavel. Ben Antignus brought all those brought becharos to from Bavel. V'lo kiblu mimena. They didn't take them. Our Mishnah said, you bring it, we'll take it. You don't have to bring it, we'll take it. Ben Tzvi Antekas said, well, I brought it, they wouldn't take it from Bavel. They wouldn't take it. They threw me out. Amrav Chisda lo kasha. It's not a kasha. It's a machlokas tanayim. What's the story with becharos from Chutz Laretz? Ha, Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Who said what?
That you
can
bring it.
That you can bring it. Ha, Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah in Chala, that they wouldn't take Ben Antignas, is Rabbi Akiva. Then Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Gimel Devarim, Mishum Gimel Zakenim. We're going to have three members now from three Zakenim. The three Zakenim are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai, and three Halachas. And we'll see that there's a machlokas about Bukharis from Chutz Laretz. Number one, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachal Yal Adam Ma'is Hasheni Bizman Hazeh. Okay, this one's so long, it goes till all the way down to Amud Beis.
The machlokas is about Bukhar, machlokas is about
Ola. Bukhar. Ola means they came up, because Israel's north of Babel. Ola means they came up, theoretically. Ola means they came up, right? Here, Yal Adam, a person could bring up. I'm sorry, where am I? Ha'ela b'choros. You brought up b'chors. Mi bavel. From bavel, they wouldn't take it. So now we're saying like this. It's a machlokas. Yachal. What's a machlokas? The machlokas is about b'chors from Chutz Laretz. So before we get to that, whole long Megillah until we get to that point. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Yachal, I would think, yala adam ma'is hasheni b'zman hazeh. Today someone has ma'is hasheni, lives in Israel, has a farm. He should take his ma'is hasheni and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Why not? Why not? They even have walls around the city. So why not? It's a kal v'chomer. Bechar ta'an abas makom. Bechar requires Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash even. Meiser ta'an abas makom. And Meiser requires only Yerushalayim. Ma bechar eno nechal. Ela b'fnei abayis. Just like bechar can only be brought when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Af Meiser eno nechal elef nabayis. So too Ma'aser Sheni. You can only bring it, you only eat it, you only chiyuv when you have a Beis HaMikdash standing. Lo, that's not true. No. Im amarta b'bechor. You know why you need a bechor? You know why you need a Beis HaMikdash for a bechor? Because it's a carbon. Tomar b'shekein ton matan daman. You have to sprinkle dam. They murin. Fats have to be burned. Legabi mizbeach. And there is no mizbeach. Tomar b'maaser delo. But ma'aser behema, you don't need any of these things. So why not? How can there's no ma'aser Sheni b'zmanazeh? Why not? I might have to tell you why not. Because Bikurim ton avos makom, Bikurim require also Beis HaMikdash. And Ma'aser ton avos makom. And Ma'aser Sheni also requires Yerushalayim. Ma Bikurim ein echal el v'fnei abayis. Just like Bikurim, you have to have a Beis HaMikdash. Ah, Ma'aser ein echal el v'fnei abayis. So too, Ma'aser Sheni, you require the Beis HaMikdash to be standing. What kind of a comparison is that? Ma'al Bikurim should get to Unan Hanacha. Bikurim has to be placed down by the Mizbeach. There's no requirement like that for Ma'aser Sheni. Tomer b'Ma'aser Sheni, delo. Ma'aser Sheni said, no, it's not halacha. So back to square one. Why is there no requirement to eat Ma'aser Sheni b'zman hazeh in Yerushalayim? The answer is, Talmud Lomar, it's a pasuk. It says, V'achalta lefnei Hashem alokecha. You should eat, we're eating it in front of Hashem. Ma'aser degoncha, Ma'aser Sheni, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha. All this is Ma'aser Sheni. B'choros, b'karcha, v'tzonecha. So all these things. So hikdish, meiser, l'b'char. There's a hekish from meiser to b'char. They're both from the same pasuk. Ma b'char eno nechal el v'fnei habayis. Af meiser eno nechal el v'fnei habayis. It's a comparison. It's a hekish. They're both from the same pasuk. B'char you require the Beis HaMikdash. So too for meiser sheni you require the Beis HaMikdash. Very good. It's not out of a pasuk. Ask the Gemara. V'leheda dene v'leite b'mahatzad. But one second. Why is the pasuk a good reason? We have another reason why Ma'aser Sheni should be different than the other two. We mentioned Bechor, we mentioned Bikurim. There's another reason why they should be different, right? So Rashi says a little different. Rashi says, Lamali pakra. Why do we need a pasuk? I know anyway it's going to require the Beis HaMikdash. Listen to this. L'hadar dina v'ladana v'lema b'char yochiach v'chazer adin. Hatzav ha'shav shebehen. Right? So, yeah, but b'char is a carbon and b'kurim is not a carbon. Bottom line is, and we can make a limud, the limud's going to be, Ma'aser Sheni must be with the Beis HaMikdash. And not b'zman hazeh. Why do you have to dredge up a pasuk? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Mishum d'ikla meimar. Because, one second, Bechor and Bikurim require the Mizbeach on some level. And Maaser Sheni doesn't require the Mizbeach at all. All you got to do is be in the city. So that's not a fair Mahatzad. I would never know that in a million years. That Maaser Sheni can't be eaten Bezman HaZeh in Yerushalayim. Why not? I have a Pasuk to tell me that. I need a Pasuk. Now, ask the Gemara, what was the premise of this question? My Kosovar, what are you holding over here regarding eating Maaser Sheni Bezman HaZeh? If the Beis HaMikdash, if the Yerushalayim has Kedusha Bezman HaZeh, so lo shna b'char, v'lo shna ma'aser, b'nei haba minu. Why not? Why is b'char different now? Why is b'char different? Assuming you have a Mizbeach, right? You know in Beis HaMikdash you have a Mizbeach. Why is it different?
If you have a Mizbeach, then you have Kitcha.
Yes, no. Then there could be no Kitcha. The building was destroyed, but the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. It's still there. So you can bring kabbalas. Okay, so we don't have the Kaddish Kedoshim. So what? We don't do anything in there anyway. So you're right. Maybe Yom Kippur we can't do. We don't have a Kaddish Kedoshim. But so what? We could do. But if you hold Kitchel as a level, if you hold Kedusha's not gone, the whole thing could be standing there. It's gone. Right? V'kosava Kitchel Rishayin Kitchel Loshayin Tevlo Kitchel Loss a level. And if you hold that there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Kedusha anymore, then I feel a Bechor. Then I feel to Bechor Namiti Bayalach. Then, one second, what does that mean? Then the same questions about Bechor. Rashi says, the same questions about Bechor, which is, well, why shouldn't Bechor be Bezman HaZeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So you only pick the Maaser Sheni to ask. So Gemara says, listen to this, you're not going to like this answer. Lolam Kasavar, Kitchi Rishona, Kitchi Lashaita. V'lo kedusha lasad lavo. There's no kedusha lasad lavo. There's no kedusha. V'hacha mayaskina. You know what happened over here? You brought the Bechor on Tisha B'Av morning. That's what you did. On the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's when you brought your Bechor carpet in the morning before it got destroyed. V'hacha mayaskina kigon shez nizrak damo shel Bechor b'fnei habayis. You brought the sprinkle of the dam. The Beis HaMikdash was still standing. Now, Bechor of habayis. Now the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, and v'adayin b'saro kayim. So can I eat the meat of the Bechor? You have 2 days to eat it. So Tisha B'Av I brought it. I can eat it on Yudav. So can I eat the meat? Well,
right. Very practical.
Very practical shayla. Can I eat the meat? What's the shayla? Why not? Because
the Beis HaMikdash is still burning, so
you're
still not allowed to eat it.
No, that's not the shayla. The shayla is kivon de is yudam lo bar. If I brought the animal today on the 10th, could I bring the animal as a carbon? No, today's too late. It's burning. Too late. Yesterday you could have brought it. Today you can't bring it. So since I can't bring it today, maybe I can't eat it today. Since I can't bring it today, I'm not able to bring it. So therefore I can't eat it. In other words, does the dam go hand in hand with the basar? That's the question. Shchita, I mean, the dam means shchita. Do they go hand in hand? Since I can't be shocheted today, sprinkle the dam today, so I can't eat the meat today, even though it was done yesterday. Right? Do we say that or not? Di isya ladam, lo bar zrikahu, asi basar, yolof midam. The basar will come and learn out from the dam. As Rashi says, udekashalach, maishna bechor de pshitalei. We had a question. It's obvious that bechor can't be brought without a Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, oh, a different question. B'chihai b'char, we're talking about a special b'char. Shenizrak damo b'fnei abayis. The dam was sprinkled before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Tisha B'Av morning. V'char av abayis. Then the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. V'yalef b'basar mi b'dam. D'chihechi d'i havi dam hashtalo havi nizrak. If I had dam today, on Yud Av, I couldn't sprinkle it. I mean, that can't be a carbon today. The Beis HaMikdash is gone. D'lo kitchel asu lavo. Because there's no more kiddush anymore. B'asar nami l'yachas. I can't eat the meat either. Do we say that? You want to say that? V'asi ma'aser v'yalef mi b'char. And now ma'aser is going to learn out from b'char. What am I learning out? Ma'aser from b'char. What am I learning out? Says Rashi. Be'akesha, the pasuk. The pasuk that we had. The pasuk said that ma'aser and b'char are together. Right? That and it's pashit. You need a Beis HaMikdash for the b'char. So too you need a Beis HaMikdash for the ma'aser. What kind of b'char we're talking about? It's funny b'char. That was shechted on Tisha B'Av, and now you want to eat the meat on Yud Av. Are you allowed to? No, you're not allowed to. Why? Because we go after the dam. Says the Gemara, Umi Alfinan Kodesh Me'adadi. You're allowed to learn out kachim from each other. There's a Rashi says you're not allowed to do that, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Tar Kula, Lemedin Lamad Men Alamad. You can learn one thing from the other. Chutz Men Akachim. This is a kachim rule. The Ein She'ein Lemedim Lamad Men Alamad. You can't learn out one thing from another. In other words, we're learning out Basar from Dam, and then Bechar from Basar. So it's too many steps. So Gemara says Ma'aser Chulin Hu. First of all, Ma'aser She'ein is Chulin. Is that true? Hani chalamanda amar basar. Okay, so basar lamad aslinan. That makes sense if you hold, you go after the basar lamad, which is maaser sheni. El lamanda amar basar malamed aslinan. But if you go after the malamed, what's the malamed? The basar, ma'ikal lamemer, what are you going to say? In other words, the basar is for sure kodesh. So we're learning out dam, then basar, then maaser sheni. So there's three stages here.
That's
about this, two steps. Oh, so basar v'dam, chadam ilsehi. No, basar v'dam is the same thing. Basar v'dam is the same thing. So therefore, Ma'aser Sheni is the only Malamed, and everyone holds that's allowed, and therefore we learn out that Ma'aser Sheni cannot be brought up as Mount Zed in Yerushalayim. What was on earth? Does this have to do with our question? What was our question? Our question was, if you make a mum and a Bechor, that's a Tumura, what's the story? That wasn't our question. Our question was, if you come from outside Yerushalayim, do we accept your carbon? Outside of Israel, do we accept your carbon? What does that have to do with this? A whole crazy tangent about the Tisha B'Av. Well, nothing to do with anything. Right? So, we're not finished yet.
It's appropriate for the day.
It's appropriate for the time, yes. It's amazing. Now, we're not finished. And then we'll, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, 1 second. Yachol yala adam yibachar b'chutz l'aretz, bizman shebeis mikdash kain v'yakri venu. I would have thought, says Rabbi Akiva, that you could bring a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. You want to bring a Bechor from France? Go right ahead. Talmud Lomar, V'yachal t'lefnei Hashem alakecha, ma'atze digoncha, v'tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, u'becharos, b'karcha, v'tonecha. He uses the same pasuk for something totally different. M'makom sh'atamayla ma'atze daga, n'atamayla Bechor. Where's Ma'atze Sheni applied? Only in Israel. There's no Ma'atze Sheni in France. No such thing. So bimakom she'yatamayla ma'aser dagon, yatamayla bechor. From a place where there's no ma'aser sheni, like France, there's no bechors either. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yishmael, who our Mishnah said you can bring a carbon from France, a bechor from France, because he learns out from this pasuk something else. He learns out from this pasuk that ma'aser sheni can't be eaten. That Ma'aser Sheni can't be eaten in Yerushalayim as Mount Azeh. Rabbi Akiva learned that from this pasuk. No, because you can't bring carbonos from France, from Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Shmuel, who said, obviously, you could bring carbonos from Chutz La'aretz. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you could bring them from Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Akiva said, no way. Okay?
What, an animal, if it's grazed in Chutz La'aretz, can't be brought for a carbon?
For a Bechor. Yeah, you could.
You could.
Not a Bechor. That's why, when Ben Antignus showed up, they told him, go home, we're not taking it. Why? Because that day they held up Rabbi Akiva. And our mission said, yes, because our mission held up Rabbi Shmuel. Okay?
So what does Rabbi Akiva say about Ma'aser Sheni?
So that's a different part. How's he going to learn that out? How's he going to know Ma'aser Sheni? That's a different story. Right? Okay. Fine. Ben Azi Omer.
Rabbi Akiva say that the other aspects of
Bechor,
like
Petach Hamor,
doesn't apply.
But of course, I don't know. Now, I don't know, because there's still been eating. So maybe yes, that's not, I don't know. So, Benazi Omer, Benazi had another thing. This has nothing to do with anything, but it's the third statement of the elders, right? Yachol Ma'alas Ma'aser Sheni Ve'ochlena Bechol HaRoeh. There's a din that when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, that v'yochlena b'chol haroe, you can eat it as long as you see the city of Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not there, as long as you can see it, you chayav ma'aser sheni already. V'dinhu, tekal v'chomer, b'char tana bas makom. B'char requires presence at the Beit HaMikdash, right? Ma'aser tana bas makom. Ma'aser requires presence in the city of Yerushalayim. Ma b'char enonecha el lefnim menachome. Just like ma'aser can only be eaten, b'char can only be inside, af ma'aser enecha elefne menachome. So too, Maisa, same story. There's no such thing of roeh. No. One second. Ma'ala b'char shechein toha ma'an dam v'emur l'gabi mizbeach. Toha ma'isa d'lo. But one second. B'char is a carbon. That's why it has to be in the Yerushalayim. Why? What does that do with ma'isa sheni? No shaykhis. Maybe ma'isa sheni, I can even if it's roeh. Tamad lomar v'achad lefne Hashem alokecha ma'isa digoncha v'diroshcha v'tzarecha b'karcha b'char is b'charcha tonecha. Makish ma'isa l'b'char. Ma'a b'char enonecha elefne menachome. Af ma'isa enonecha elefne menachome. Just like Ma'is has to be in the, just like Bechar has to be in the city, Ma'is has to be in the city. There's no din of roeh. There's no din of roeh. There is a din of roeh. In a few minutes, we'll see where there is a din of roeh. Now, my kash inside. Inside.
So that's what it actually means.
Yeah. In front of, it really means in front of. Right. In front of. So you're not in front of the Beis HaMikdash if you're in Haifa. Right? What about if, are you in front of the Beis HaMikdash if you're right outside, you're in the new city, you're in Mei Sharim? Are you in front of? Maybe you are. It's very close. Maybe you are. Says no, you're not. It's got to be in the city. So if that's true by Bechar, it's true for Ma'aser also. So then the Gemara says, "My kashle dekamar yachol. What possessed me to think I could even do this? What possessed me to think that I could eat Ma'aser sheni when I'm roeh? Why would I think that? Why would I think that? I would think you could eat it from roeh. Why would I think that? The answer is amarta halut nan." Because we have a following mission. It says, Ein bein Shilo li Yerushalayim. There's no difference between Shilo and Yerushalayim. Ola regal to Shilo, Ola regal to Yerushalayim. Karbanos, all the same. Ella, one difference. Shebe Shilo, Ochlin, Kachim, Kaila, Maiser Sheni, Bechol HaRoeh. When it came to Shilo, you were allowed to eat Kache Kachim and Maiser Sheni as long as you could see Shilo. Even if you're not in Shilo. Okay? So maybe I would have thought the same thing in Yerushalayim. Now, why is there Shilo didn't like that? Right? So the Rabbeinu Gershom says, I'll read it one line, it's so small. The Hasam Nechal B'chol HaRoeh Mishum Devishilo Kfar Hoya. It was a town. The Les Lechoma didn't have a wall. So where does Shilo end? Yeah, at some point there's another town, right? This is now you're in another city. But if you could see Shilo, it's all the din of Shilo. Yerushalayim has a wall. So what do you mean? I can see it. You're not in it. So different.
Maybe the line will opposite. If you see the walls, each line is good enough.
It's regarding what? I think only Megillah.
Megillah.
What else?
Megillah.
Right. No, so you're right.
Megillah is the Rabban.
Right. Maybe it has to be connected, whatever. No, it's Rowan or Samach. It's both by Megillah. It's a little not why that is. So I would have thought, listen, by Shilo you have a din kol haroeh. Maybe Yerushalayim the same story. No, different. Totally different. Okay? Where am I? Yerushalayim lefnim menachome. Yerushalayim have to be lefnim menachome. Kachay kal lefnim menachloyim. Lefnim menachloyim has to be inside the curtains. In the Beis HaMikdash there were no curtains, but it's a reference from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there were curtains. Eating it inside the curtains means in the Azara. That's very kachi kachim. Only Kahanim could eat that, in the Azara. We always say lefnim in the curtains, even though the Beis HaMikdash had no curtains. But we always throw a bone to the Mishkan. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, Yerushalayim lethe ma'aser sheni b'chol haroeh. Lithe means to bring. Ma'aser sheni b'chol haroeh, kamash malan. No such thing. Now, so I, acherim omrim, another halacha. I would think that if a bechar became over a year old, it's no longer eligible to be a carbon. Why would I think that? Some animals can't be more than a year old. Meiser is not possible from one year to the next. No such thing. So to bechar, the same story. The Rabbana that used this pasuk for something else, how do they know? Or they use it for something else. What do they use it for? Either you can't bring Kabbalah from Chutz Laretz, Bukhars, or that there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Chutz Laretz. How do they know that this halach over here, that you can that it doesn't get puzzled after a year? Nafkalahu, Lathan Hashem Lakacha Tochlan Hashana Bashana. Limit Allah Bukhar, Shayan Nitzal Mishana Lakhaverta. It doesn't get puzzled from one year to the next. What do they learn with that pasuk year to year? Look at the Tanya. Yom Echad B'Shana Zeh, V'Yom Echad B'Shana Acheres. You could eat, you could bring a Ma'aser Behema animal on the last day of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then the next day is Rosh Hashanah. So can I eat the meat from the Bechor Rosh Hashanah? It's a new year. The answer is yes. Why not? Liman al Bechor, Shenechal, Shneyam, V'Lai L'Echad. You can eat for 2 days. I can eat Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah also. Rabbanan, the Nechal Abayz, Yom V'Lai L'Echad Min Alei. How do they know you can do that? How do you know it's 2 days and one night in between? Amar Kra, Yielach, Kechaza, Hatanufa. It should be like every other Shlomim. And every other Shlomim is 2 days and one night. So to Bechor is 2 days and one night. Hajin Alach Elukachim, Hajin Alach Elukachim, Hajin Alach Elukachim. Okay, let's try to do a little bit how much we can. Next parak. Vlad Chatos, the child of a Chatos. Tmuras Chatos. These are the five Chatoses that have to die. We said this already 10 times. Tmuras Chatos. Chatos Shemesu Baaleha. The Chatos where the owner died. Yamusu, the animal has to die. Okay? And the Rambam says, if you want to be really anti-animal, the Rambam says, Lo shihargab b'kliyo b'yado. No, not that you kill it with a kliyo with your hand. No. Ela yiknisim l'beyes v'nolaleim ajimusu. You put it in a room, you close the door, till it dies. In case you wanted to do it in a more humane way, says the Rambam, absolutely not. Anyway, next, number four. V'she'ibrit, now, 4 and 5, what's 4? Shibrishnasa, the animal got a year old, the animal got too old. Or 5 is Sha'avda, it got lost. V'nimse Bailas Mum, and then it became a Balmum. Then that follows.
What?
And you found that it has a Balmum.
Right.
So, Im Shakipru Habailim Tumas. If the Baal already got a Kapara, then it has to die.
You didn't bring it yet, how do you?
No, you brought another animal. I lost it. I lost it. I can't believe I lost it. All right, get another animal. After you bring the other animal, the first one shows up and has the mum also. Has to die. The aim owes tamura and there's no tamura.
How does it die?
What?
How does it die?
You put it in a room and lock the door.
Put it in the room.
Yes. However, lo nanin, one second. Yeah. Lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. You're not allowed to have hana from this animal, but there's no me'ila if you do, meaning it's only us in Medora Bonan. Now, v'im ad shelo kipru b'ilim, if you didn't get a kapari yet, you didn't get a second animal yet. I'm sorry. You got a second animal, you didn't bring it yet. What happened? You lost the animal, and then you say, oh my God, I lost my animal, I got to get another animal. I'll do it tomorrow. Then you find it, and it has a mum. So either way, you have to get another animal. Right? Because it has a mum now. Now you don't have to let it die, because tira ad shistov, just wait for it to get a mum, fitimacher, and sell it. V'yavo b'dameha acheres, and with the money, buy another one. V'ose tamura, and you can make a tamura out of this one now, right? Umolin ba, and you're over me'ila. Okay? Good? Says Rashi, yeah, okay, fine. My taima lo tanilu gabi hadadi. How come the second two are broken off from the first three? The Mishnah first said the first three, then said Thomas. Then there were two more. The two more are if a year passed and if you lost it. How come those were said separate halacha? The answer is because they had separate halachas. That's why. So the Gemara says, Resha psikale. The Resha was straight out, straight halacha. Die. There's no exception, nothing to talk about. Seifa lo psikale. Seifa, not so simple. Depended on what happened to you, right? When you found it, when it had a mum. Lamli l'misnau gabi mi'ila, lamli l'misnau gabi tamura. Why does this Mishnah appear here? And believe it or not, this Mishnah also appears in Masechtas Mi'ila. The exact same thing. How could it appear twice? How many Mishnahs appear twice? There are a few. Yeah. There's plenty. Not plenty. 5%, whatever it is. A certain number. A nice number. It's like 4,000 Mishnahs in Shas. 4,000. So, yeah. I think 4,008, to be exact. Mishnahs. Yeah. So, people say, oh, I learn one Mishnah by every meal. So, you know how long it takes to finish? That's a long time. 4,000 Mishnahs. Okay. Very good. Go slow. No. No one's in a rush. So, if you, if you, if you, so why does it have to say it twice? Me'ilas are coming up in two Maseches from now. It's not that far away. Although if we ask somebody what we learned 3 days ago, nobody will remember, but okay. So, Tana Hacha Tamura, because I'll tell you why. This is Maseches Tamura. The idea, the Tani Tamura, Tani Nami Me'ila. Since we're learning about Tamura, we threw in Me'ila Derech Agav. The idea, the Tani Gabi Me'ila, and in Me'ila, they learned because it's the Me'ila Halacha. Me'ila, Tani Nami, Tamura. Same thing with Tamura. Okay? Should we stop here? What? We're going to get to that. The fifth case. Yeah. What do you mean? The Mishnah wrote all five.
Really?
Yeah. There were three. There were Ibn Shinatha. Chata Shemei Zavala. Yomuzu.
Right.
Tamur, then Fish. Ibn Shinatha. I mean, they got too old. The question is, why isn't four part of the first three? Then there's Ibn Shinatha. They also have to die. And number five, Fish Avda, you lost it. Then Vinimsa, Kailas Mum. Then you found it again. And when you found it, it had a Mum. So we're gonna get to that. Okay, we're gonna stop here. There's nowhere to stop now. The sugya doesn't end. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you're not gonna be here tomorrow morning, I'm gonna try tomorrow to do Chav Beis. I'm gonna try tomorrow to do Chav Beis and as much as Chav Gimel Amud Aleph as I can. Because Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, I'm gonna try, then Sunday we're not learning. Then Monday I'm trying to do Chav Gimel Amud Beis and then the entire Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet Amud Beis will literally take 5 minutes. It's very, very short, very easy. I'm going to try to pull all that off. All right? Everyone have a good Shabbat and an easy and a meaningful fast.